Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman by Bram Goldar, and today Mesechus Megillah Daf Chav, the second pair Kakor LeMafreya. The Zichu Mesechus Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichu Chabura. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, in Kornis and Megillah, v'lemalin, v'tovlin, v'lemazin, v'chen shomer z'yom k'neged yom v'otitbo, ad shetanin tzachama. We do not read the Megillah, nor circumcise, nor immerse in a mikveh, nor do hazah, and similarly, a shomer z'yom k'neged yom may not do tefillah until the sun has risen. And all of them, if they did the mitzvah after the first ray of dawn has appeared, it's kosher. The Gemara brings a source for each that it must be performed during the day. Regarding the Megillah, the Pasuk states, and these days should be remembered and celebrated, which implies that the Megillah must be read during the day and not at night. The Gemara clarifies that the Mishnah is not a contradiction to Rabbi Shuben Levi, who rules the Megillah must be read at night as well, as the Mishnah can be understood to be referring to the Megillah reading of the day. Circumcision is done during the day, as the Pasuk states, V'yom ha-shmini yimo, and on the eighth day you shall circumcise. Tevilah and Hazar are done during the day, as the Pasuk states, V'hiza ha-torah ha-tame, V'yom ha-shvi, and the Torah person shall sprinkle on the Tame person on the seventh day. We see from here that Hazar must be done during the day, V'izkish Tevilah Hazoya, and then we make a hekesh between Tevilah and Hazar, and learn that Tevilah too must be done during the day. Pointing to the Mishnah had stated, "V'kuan she'asu mashallah amuda shachar kosher." And in all these cases, if they did the mitzvah from the first ray of dawn, it's kosher. The Gemara asks for the source that the day begins with the first ray of dawn, and after rejects the first answer, brings Rabbi Zer, who said that the source is the pasuk, "V'anachnu osim olacha v'chetzem machazik meromachim ma'alos shachar ad seisol kochavim." Then we did the work with half of them holding spears from the first ray of dawn until the stars came out, and it states in the next pasuk, we spent the night on watch and the day at work. The Gemara clarifies that the second pasuk was brought since one might have said from the first pasuk, we can say that Amud HaShachar comes before the day. It's not considered day, and when the sun sets, it's night. And the workers mentioned began their work before day began and stayed at work later than nightfall. Therefore, the second pasuk states, "V'hayulanu halayla mishmar v'hayom malacha," to teach that when the workers began working at Amud HaShachar, it was considered day. And pointing with you, the next Mishnah lists 20 mitzvahs that may be performed the entire day, and then lists 2 mitzvahs that are kosher the entire night. Ksiras ha-omer, l'hakdir cholavim le'evarim, reaping the omer and burning the fats and limbs of the offerings. The Mishnah concludes, "Zeh ha-kol." This is the general rule. Davish mitzvahs b'yom kasher kol ha-yom, Davish mitzvahs b'layla kasher kol ha-layla. Any mitzvah that must be done during the day may be performed any time during the day, and any mitzvah that must be done at night may be performed any time during the night. The Gemara brings a source for each of the mitzvahs to prove that they are either daytime mitzvahs or nighttime mitzvahs. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the next Mishnah states, in Koinus Megillah, v'lemalin, v'lotovin, v'lemazin, v'chen shomer z'yom k'neged yom v'lotitbo, ad shetanei tzachama. We do not read the Megillah, nor circumcise, nor immerse in a mikmer, nor do hazah, and similarly, a shomer's yom k'neged yom may not do tevilah until the sun has risen. And all them, if they did the mitzvah after the first ray of dawn has appeared, it's kosher. The Gemara brings a source for each that it must be performed during the day. Regarding the Megillah, the pasuk states, and these days should be remembered and celebrated, which implies that the Megillah must be read during the day and not at night. The Gemara clarifies that the Mishnah is not a contradiction to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who rules that the Megillah must be read at night as well, as the Mishnah can be understood to be referring to the Megillah reading of the day. Circumcision is done during the day, as the pasuk states, "V'yom ha-shmini yimo," and on the eighth day you shall circumcise. Tevilah and hazar are done during the day, as the pasuk states, "V'hiza hatar al-tame b'yom ha-shvi," and the tower person shall sprinkle on the tummy person on the seventh day. We see from here that hazah must be done during the day, "V'iskish tevilah hazaya," and then we make a hekesh between tevilah and hazah to learn that tevilah too must be done during the day. Point number two, the Mishnah had stated, "V'chulan she'asmu she'alu muda shachar kasher," and in all these cases, if they did the mitzvah from the first ray of dawn, it's kosher. The Gemara asks for the source that the day begins with the first ray of dawn, and after it rejects the first answer, it brings Rabbi Zer, who said the source is the pasuk, "V'anachnu osim b'molacha v'chetzim machazikim b'ramachim ma'alos ha-shachar ad seisol kochavim." Then we did the work with half of them holding spears from the first ray of dawn until the stars came out, and it states in the next pasuk, "V'hayulanu halayla mishmar v'hayom molacha." We spent the night on watch and the day at work. The Gemara clarifies that the second pasuk was brought since one might have said from the first pasuk, we can say that Amud HaShachar comes before the day, and it's not considered day, and when the sun sets, it's night. and the workers mentioned began their work before day began and stayed at work later than nightfall. Therefore, the second pasuk states, "Vayuanu laila mishmar vayom malacha," to teach that when the workers began working at amud shachar, it was considered day. And point number three, the next Mishnah lists 20 mitzvahs that may be performed the entire day, and then lists two mitzvahs that are kosher the entire night. Ksiras haomer, lahakdir chalavim ve'evarim, reaping the omer and burning the fats and limbs of the offerings. The Mishnah concludes, "Zeh hakol." This is the general rule. Davish mitzvasa b'yom kasher kol hayom. Davish mitzvasa b'layla kasher kol hayla. Any mitzvah that must be done during the day may be performed anytime during the day, and any mitzvah that must be done at night may be performed anytime during the night. The Gemara brings the sources for each of the mitzvahs to prove that they are either daytime mitzvahs or nighttime mitzvahs. All right, so now we go to our Simra Daf Chaf, and our standard simon is a cafe. So here goes. The daytime mitzvah cafe, which was always busy after Megillah readings and Bris Milas, opened early at Amud Shachar for the workers holding spears, and was always closed at night for the reaping of the Omer and burning of sacrificial fats. Once again, in slow motion. The daytime mitzvah cafe, that must mean we're on Daf Chav. The daytime mitzvah cafe, which was always busy after Megillah readings and Bris Milas, which reminds us, the Gemara brings us sources for how we know that the mitzvahs of reading the Megillah, Mila, Tevila, and Hazah, and the tefillah of a Shomer's Yom Keneged Yom are done during the day. So, the daytime mitzvah cafe, which was always busy after Megillah readings and Bris Milas, opened early at Amud Shachar for the workers holding spears, which reminds us the Mishnah had stated of Kulan Sha'atma Sha'al Amud Shachar, Kasha. In all these cases, if they did the mitzvah from the first ray of dawn, it's kosher, and it brings the source, V'anachnu osim b'malach v'chetziyam machazik m'ramachim ba'alus ha'shachar ad seisok ho'chavim. Then we did the work with half of them holding spears from the first ray of dawn until the stars came out. So, the daytime mitzvah cafe, which was always busy after Megillah readings and Bris Milas, opened early at Amud Shachar for the workers holding spears, and was always closed at night for the reaping of the Omer and burning of sacrificial fats. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah lists 20 mitzvahs that may be performed the entire day, and then lists two mitzvahs that are kosher the entire night. Because here's a Omer, lahakdir chalavim ve'evarim. And the Mishnah concludes, the hakol, this is the general rule. Any mitzvah that must be done during the day may be performed anytime during the day, and any mitzvah that must be done at night may be performed anytime during the night. The Gemara brings the source of each of the mitzvahs to prove that they are either daytime mitzvahs or nighttime mitzvahs. So once again, the daytime mitzvah cafe, which was always busy after Megillah readings and Bris Milas, opened early at Amud Shachar for the workers holding spears, and was always closed at night for the reaping of the Omer and burning of sacrificial fats. All right, so now it's time for four blot bat chazara. Dav Tezayin, so the simmer Dav Tezayin is toes. So here goes. The acrobat with the big toes, that must be more on Dav Tezayin. The acrobat with the big toes who kicked his evil competitor while doing a backflip getting onto a horse, which reminds us that the Gemara goes through Haman's downfall from becoming Mordechai's barber and bath attendant to being kicked as Mordechai stood on him to get on the horse to his daughter's dumping the chamber pot on him and her jumping to her death. So the acrobat with the big toes who kicked his evil competitor while doing a backflip getting onto a horse and then jumped onto his brother's neck, which reminds us, the Gemara gives an account of the reconciliation between Yosef and his brothers and how he wept on Binyamin's necks, which is a reference to the two temples that will be in Binyamin's portion and eventually destroyed, and Binyamin cried on Yosef's neck, a reference to the Mishkan of Shiloh, which was to be in Yosef's territory and eventually destroyed. So the acrobat with the big toes who kicked his evil competitor while doing a backflip getting onto a horse and then jumped onto his brother's neck finished his act by sliding down a long pole or reciting 10 names in one breath. Which reminds us, the 10 names of Haman and the word Aseres are to be read by the Megillah reader B'Neshima Achas in one breath, since their souls departed at the same moment, and the letter Vav in the name Vayazasa should be elongated like a long pole, since they were hung on a long pole, one above the other. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman, that must be more on Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who emerged after being away from his parents for 14 years, learning how to sell, which reminds us that the bottom of Dav Tezayin and Beis Rav is said in the name of Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marsa, Gadol Talmud Torah Yosef Mekibud Av Aim Torah, learning is greater than honoring one's father and mother. Shekol Osim Shanim She Yaakov Avinu Beveis Eivor Lan Enosh. Since all the years that Yaakov Avinu was in the house of Eivor, he wasn't punished, even though during that time he didn't honor his parents. The Gemara goes through the calculation of Yaakov's years based on the Torah giving over Yishmael's age. So, the used car salesman who emerged after being away from his parents for 14 years, learning how to sell, told his customers they should never read the car manual backwards, which reminds us, the opening mission of the second parak states, HaKoreis HaMegillah Mafreya Lo Yatzeh, one who reads the Megillah out of order is not Yotze. The Gemara asks for the source, and after rejecting the first answer, brings the following pasuk, V'yamim ha'eila nizkarim v'nasim, and these days shall be remembered and celebrated. Izkish zikhir l'asiya, the Megillah makes a hekesh between remembering and celebrating. Ma'asi lo mafreya lo, af zikhir lo mafreya lo. Just as a celebration cannot be performed out of order, you can't have the 15th come before the 14th, so to the remembrance referring to the Megillah reading cannot be done out of order. So, the used car salesman who emerged after being away from his parents for 14 years, learning how to sell, told his customers they should never read the car manual backwards, and that they better say their prayers in order if they want to have a safe drive. Which reminds, the Gemara goes to the reason of the order of the brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei, based on Psukim, and begin with the brach of Avos, which is based on Hobu Hashem B'nei Elim, declared to Hashem the sons of the powerful, referring to the powerful ones of the earth, who are the Avos. Daf Yud Ches, so the Simur Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. Some of the guests at the chuppah, that must be one daf Yud Ches. Some of the guests at the chuppah where the rabbi is going on non-stop with praising Hashem, which reminds us that after the Gemara completes explaining the order of the brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei, it states that from this point onward, it's forbidden to give over the praises, the shvachos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Elazar said, what's the meaning of the following pasuk? Mi yamaleh gvuras Hashem yashmiah kol tehillaso. For who is it fitting to speak of the mighty acts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? L'mi sheyachol hashmiah kol tehillaso. One who is able to declare all of his praise, since no one can do so. One cannot add more praises to the Shemoneh Esrei. Other drushes are brought as well. So, some of the guests of the chuppah where the rabbi is going on non-stop with praising Hashem decide to head over to the Megillah reading next door, even though they didn't understand Hebrew, which reminds the Mishnah on Dav Yud Zayin Amud Aleph stated, "Bahalos Shoshama Ashuris Yatza," and a foreigner who heard the Megillah read in Ashuris, meaning Hebrew, has fulfilled his chib, even though he does not understand Hebrew. Ravina points out that there are some words in the Megillah that we don't understand, and yet we fulfill our chiyuv. Ella, mitzvah kriya uparsima nisa. The mitzvah is reading and publicizing the miracles. So too here, even when people do not understand, they fulfill their chiyuv because the mitzvah is the reading and publicizing the miracle. And Rashi explains that even though they do not understand what they're hearing, they will ask people who do understand, who will then explain the reading and tell them about the miracle. So, some of the guests of the chuppah where the rabbi was going on non-stop with praising Hashem decide to head over to the Megillah reading next door, even though they didn't understand Hebrew, only to discover they had come in the middle. Which reminds us, the Mishnah said, HaKoreis HaMegillah L'mafreya Lo Yatzeh, one who reads the Megillah out of sequence has not fulfilled his chiyuv. If one misses a pasuk, he has to go back to that pasuk and read from there. And if he comes to shul when they're already halfway through the Megillah, he's not Yotze, and he must start a kriya from the beginning. Daf Yud Tes. So the Simur Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The passengers on the yacht. Yacht? That must be one Daf Yud Tes. The passengers on the yacht from the walled city who decide to stay over in the quaint seaside unwalled town on the 14th. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Ben Ir Shahal Chachrach, Ben Krach Shahal Chair, a town dweller that went to a walled city, or a walled city dweller that went to an unwalled town, if he'll return to his place, he reads Megillah on the same day as those in his regular place. But if he'll not return, he reads with them, referring to the people in the place that he's visiting. And Rava said this only applies in the case of a town dweller who will return to his town on the night of the 14th. But if he'll still be in the town in the morning, he reads with the people in the town. So the passengers on the yacht from the walled city, who decide to stay over in the quaint seaside unwalled town on the 14th, fulfill their chiyuv of listening to the whole Megillah read from beginning to end, which reminds us that there's a four-way machlokes regarding how much of the Megillah must be read for one to fulfill his chiyuv. Does Kol HaTokef, all the acts of power, refer to the acts of Achashverosh, Mordechai, Haman, or the beginning of the Nes when Achashverosh couldn't sleep? So the passengers on the yacht from the walled city who decide to stay over in the quaint seaside unwalled town on the 14th fulfilled their chiyuv of listening to the whole Megillah read from beginning to end in a shul with an aron in the shape of the luchos that had a Megillah painted on it. Which reminds me, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said regarding the pasuk about the luchos, Ba'alem kol ha'dvarim asher diber Hashem b'mechem bahar, and the writing on them was according to all the words that Hashem spoke to you on the mountain. This teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu all the fine interpretations of the Torah and the fine interpretations of the rabbis and what the Chachamim would innovate in the future. The Gemara asks what the Chachamim originated and answers Mikra Megillah, the reading of the Megillah. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.